Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. I'm actually being groomed by Surrey the cattle dog. Thank you, sweetheart. Got my hands nice and clean for me.
She's a kisser.
Yes, she is. She's a sweet girl. So, Terry, what's on the agenda today?
Oh, we got some good stuff. We got some behavior stuff and some puppy stuff.
Well, you guys know we love dog behavior. It's so fascinating.
It is. It's amazing stuff.
And when you start paying attention to your own dogs, you just see cool things that perhaps in the past you wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
So that happened with you
that
recently.
That happened last night. We started agility classes again.
And you're on the second level.
Second level. And it had been, it's been maybe 5 or 6 months since we've been in a class.
Mm-hmm.
The weather and schedules didn't line up, and so right. we weren't making it. So what was interesting, both dogs were very excited, of course, to be there and very
Woo-hoo!
Happy to get there.
Yes.
But they were also both showing some signs of stress.
Really?
Which, Sparky, maybe I wasn't so surprised, but with Surrey, I was surprised.
Yeah, that's not her personality.
That's not her personality. So I've seen some what I interpret as insecurities.
What did you see?
Well, she was, so we're doing just short runs on the
mm-hmm.
equipment, and she stops to scratch.
Yep,
at your neck.
That's one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right in the midst of it, just
yeah.
not sure what
I'm
to do.
I'm a little
do.
Anxious, Dad.
Yeah. Well, actually, Vicky was working her last, we alternate,
okay.
So I had Sparky last night, okay. and Vicky had Surrey, and she just stopped. She did that a couple of times, and then easily distracted, so was... You know, at times, just kind of trotting along, where normally she's at full bore.
Right.
So that was odd behavior. And then would get a sniff of something, and towards the end of the class, she'd run into the tunnel, and there was a smell in there, and she wasn't coming out.
Wow. So, okay, this is fascinating. So, is it simply because of the time off? Does it have anything to do with her recent experience? You know?
I don't know. I mean, this could be a couple things or all the things.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. Now, do you go to this class weekly?
Yes.
So this is the first of how many?
Six.
Okay, so what we'll do is check back in at week 5 or 6. We'll talk about this again and see how she has responded each week. See if it's the same or if she goes back to being the old Surrey. But that's really, really interesting because
yeah.
Surrey, as long as I've known her, has just been full bore, everything she does, whatever, not caring who, what
yeah, just,
was around her.
Yeah, no fear, no wing.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was. Sparky, again, had some of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the high walk bar thing that they do. I don't know what it's
the called. Dog walk.
The dog walk.
Yeah.
We had to lower it for him.
Really?
And he'd done the tall before, but we lowered it, and then he... got his confidence back, and then he was fine, but he was nervous at first, and that was
okay.
interesting. Surrey, of course, she went flying back and forth.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, this is way fun. How many times do you want me to do it? Hello, hello, hello.
Way better than tunnels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was my Cody girl when I used to have some stuff in my backyard when she was a young dog. She's my yellow lab, and she's a sprinter. She's way fast. And for me to throw her Frisbee, which was a favorite thing in the whole wide world, I just send her out to run the equipment by herself. And I just go do it, and then I'll throw the Frisbee. So she would barrel that dog walk just as fast as her legs would fly. Same with the A-frame. Same with the teeter, you know, and the tire. Those were the pieces that I had back there. And she absolutely loved it. And so I'm delighted, A, that you're back in class. I think it's wonderful for the dogs after a long winter. And we'll see if it seems that it was maybe just because it was a long winter and they haven't done it in a while. It'll be really interesting to watch their progress over the next few weeks.
That's my suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they'll probably, I think next week will probably be significantly improved.
Right.
I mean, I still think they did great given the time.
And they had fun.
And had a blast. They were exhausted. They both crashed.
Tired dog, good dog.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's very cool. So, yeah, we'll revisit this, folks, so you can hear how Sparky and Surrey finish out their class. And we encourage you again, folks, there are all kinds of dog sports. Get your dog involved in something.
Actually, that just brings something up that we're going to be doing here shortly, and that's called lure coursing.
Oh, I can't wait because I've never seen it, but Terry's getting the equipment, right?
Yep, I placed my order. It takes a month because they make it to order.
Wow.
And it's basically a drag line that the dog chases, and you set up a course. There's pulleys and whatnot mm-hmm. to come with it, but it's amazing. And I've watched some of the videos. The dogs are having a blast. You know.
And you've got one really fast girl who needs that sort of exercise.
Yeah, I actually made sure that, because there's different speed ones you mm-hmm. can get, I got the 40-mile-an-hour one because
oh my God.
She won't, I know she can't run that fast. She's fast. She can't run that fast. But that's the one, that's the Greyhound speed one. So
wow. And so you can make it slower if you want to? Does it have increments?
You can change the speeds on it, but it'll go as fast as that.
Wow.
So I looked around. There's probably four or five manufacturers of the equipment, and this one's one of the older ones, have been around longer. Mm-hmm. I like the designs that they had. They're some of them use take up reels, some of them use more of a spindle-ish type thing. Okay. It's different. There's different types of equipment, but does the same type of work.
So we're going to have some fun in your backyard this spring.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Woohoo!
So bring the dogs over and run them.
Yeah, man. We'll have to do it about 10 miles an hour from Murphy. He's kind of like a Mack truck.
We can adjust that. The idea is just to keep the lure
ahead of them.
Ahead of them by a few feet so they don't grab it and pull.
Cool beans.
So that's cool.
All right. Okay, what's next?
Puppies.
Oh, puppies. I will tell you. I've got a client who's got a chocolate lab puppy who is probably about 10 and a half weeks old now, maybe 11 weeks. And first of all, she's gorgeous. She's smart. She's about 99% potty trained.
That's really good.
Yeah, man. And what I love about her is she will stop playing and go to the door to say she has to go out to go potty. Many puppies, that's when their training breaks down because they'll forget they need to go to the door and they'll just pee wherever they are because they're having such a party. You know, uh-huh. They're playing and having a good time. But anyway, she's a brilliant pup. But her history is what's fascinating. Her mother was found by a wonderful human being at a dump here in Virginia in the compactor. Now, I don't know because I've seen these compactors and I think they're too high for a dog to get in by herself, especially a pregnant dog. So I hope I'm not thinking the worst when it's inappropriate, but I'm afraid her human put her in there. And if that is the case, I hope that person dies a really painful death and soon.
There'll be a special place in hell for them.
Yeah. You know? At any rate, this Good Samaritan looked into the compactor and saw this mama dog. I think she was a chocolate lab. At any rate, she was a lab. He pulled her out, took her home, and kept her. And she had her puppies. And so my client took one of the puppies, and of course the first thing he did when he brought her home was take her to the vet to make sure she was healthy. She's perfectly healthy. And like I said, she's brilliant, and her obedience skills are so amazing. What these clients did is what I love for my clients to do. They had me in their home 2 weeks before they got their puppy. That was their first training session. So we could make sure the family, the three kids and the mom and dad, were really prepared to do what the puppy needed when they got her home. And now we train every week. But what they're teaching the pup, I mean, she's got a great sit. She's got a great down. She's got a watch me. She has got a rollover. I think they're going to teach her spin this week. I can't remember it all, but the cutest thing of all was they taught her to do a little low five, give paw. And when I was there, I'm like, oh, that's even better than the paw. What she was actually doing was it multiple times, and it looks like she's waving. So she's going to be able to wave goodbye to people. How cute and adorable is that? And what's so great, you guys, is like, all labs, at least all that I've ever met, she's food driven. So training her is so easy.
Yeah.
And the kids are part of it. And actually, I've seen her on one occasion, one of the kids skateboards. And he brought the skateboard in and set it down on the floor for her. And what's great is she's not afraid of it. And she just, at one point, put her front paws on it and started walking a little bit so the skateboard was moving. So just a fabulous dog, and it's just a wonderful story that, you know, her mama was rescued, and now she has a great family.
That's cool. So. And that's a lot of being proactive on the family's behalf, bringing you in there in advance.
Yeah.
And actually working the dog.
Right.
I mean,
it makes a huge difference in the dog's success early on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
So what about temperament testing? We were going to talk about that.
Oh, just a little bit. I have a wonderful breeder I work with here in Virginia, Dan Warren at Warren Retrievers, and he allows me to temperament test all of his litters, which is amazing. It's such a great opportunity to try to better place pups in the right homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that combined, we're going to talk about this on another episode, Terry, but one of the things Dan does that I love is there's some genetic testing that he does with his dogs that I don't think most breeders do. He's trying to raise the breed up, the standards of the breed, doing mm-hmm. a great job with it. We'll talk about that in another episode. But anyway, one of the temperament testing pieces that we've added that, to my knowledge, is not in most temperament tests is one for scent, because you know that I'm involved with diabetic alert dogs where scent is key.
Right.
And some other medical alert dogs need that scent piece as well. It would be useful for search and rescue dogs. It's like if you can determine in a litter who has the best nose, and if that dog also has the right temperament for the job you have in mind for the dog, wow, pick that one up and mm-hmm. scan that microchip, and, you know, that puppy should go to this particular home. In this case, the last puppies we temperament tested, there were 9 in the litter. And of the 9, 2 of them showed exceptional noses at 49 days. And I think that's huge that you can see that. It's a very simple test. And, you know, but the puppy who recognizes that something different is in the room, some smell is different, mm-hmm. and goes straight to it and puts his nose in it, that's the one you want, you know?
They might have got something there.
Yeah, man. So that dog, obviously, too, that dog would make a great hunter.
Right.
You know, because there are some dogs, it doesn't matter. If you're just, you know, the family pet, you know, it doesn't matter if you've got a great nose or not. But I think this is fascinating to me because I've been saying for years that not all dog noses are created equal, because I saw that in Air Scent Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can see that it's absolutely fact that they're not all created equal. So just a kind of fun thing to share with our listeners that, you know, if your dog has a great nose, then play scent games with them,
yeah.
you know, even if they don't have a job that involves scent.
Even if they don't have a great nose, you can develop it.
You can make dog noses yeah. better. And, you know, just some simple games you can play with them, like the muffin pan game.
Or find it. We mm-hmm. pick a glove or some sort of material that's identifiable, something uniquely shaped,
mm-hmm.
put a cookie on it,
mm-hmm.
and then tell them to find it.
Well, and once they start developing those good noses, number one, they can find people.
Mm-hmm.
You can find... What's fun to do within a family is give everybody whatever name you want the dog to identify with, mom, dad, Susie, Billy, whatever, and teach the dog to initially find individual family members.
Mm-hmm.
And then those family members can hide. And you can play hide and seek.
Is great
oh,
fun.
Fabulous. And then next step is take something that Billy has worn, like a shoe, a sock, a baseball cap, toss it out in the backyard somewhere, and then start the dog at one end of the yard to find Billy, put Billy at the opposite end of the yard, and see if the dog nails the scent article first.
Ooh, that's a
How
good
cool
one.
Is that?
That's a good one to play with.
Well, that's what one of the things that, you know, when we're training search and rescue dogs, I work Cody a lot on scent articles in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, once they start developing that nose, yeah, fun stuff.
Very cool.
Very, very fun stuff. Alrighty, that's all I have.
Are we going to mention what Maria was doing?
Oops, that's right. Oops, sorry, Maria. Maria Danes, once again, is doing wonderful things for animals.
Right. She's got a new, it's actually a movie, but a program, I guess.
Her project.
Project.
In Great Britain.
In Great Britain, yeah. And for folks who don't know, she's a musician that we've had on the air before. She's very active in animal rights.
Mm-hmm.
A super nice lady.
And man, she's got a voice, yeah. And she writes beautiful songs. At any rate, I digress.
Yeah, we digress. But it, she does. She's very talented. But she has a thing called Minority Pastime, which is starting out.
And that is?
There's a group of folks that would like to stop the fox hunting in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Fox hunting there is very much done only by the very wealthy.
So therein lies the name of the project.
Right, Minority Pastime.
Okay.
And it's, you know, fox hunting is relatively cruel, and I say relatively because it depends on your perspective. Some
right.
people are one end of the fence, some people are the other.
Right.
I'm going to stay in the middle.
Right. But the fox dies.
The fox dies.
When they're training.
When they're training and even in, during the hunt.
Okay.
So there's a lot of animals that go through a lot of torture, and they're basically run till they're caught by the dogs.
Okay.
So
that's what Maria's trying to stop.
They're trying to stop that in the UK.
Okay.
There's other pieces to that, which is also included in the bigger piece of it, because they actually have... this is just a piece that pisses me off. But there's another piece of that law that they're trying to change, which is, I believe, called cubbing, where in the spring, when they're still in the den, they send small dogs in to kill the pups to keep the population down.
Oh, I don't like that. I never heard of that.
Well, it's separate but inclusive in what they're trying to change. So it's Minority Pastime is specifically to the hunt, but there's a bigger piece of it that talks about all of the cruel things that go around the hunt.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Those poor babies.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, that's madness. And how's that sport?
Right, that's not.
That's
not. Yeah, bad boo hiss.
Hopefully somebody will cub their kids.
Yeah, really? Hello. Yeah.
Thin that gene pool
down
a bit.
That's right. So we'll have that link up to Maria's new project. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I'm bad.
We kind of get going here, but that's what we do. Now we're done, right?
Now we're done.
All righty. So y'all be good. Have fun with your dogs, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.